Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Wide Open Wednesday. I went on Facebook Live to tell everybody about it. It's 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Let's get right to it. Let's take a phone call because that's what we're doing because it's Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, who am I speaking with? Hello,
they Mike just O'Mara hung Show. Up, big assholes.
Hey, hey, wow. Hey, sorry.
Sorry.
That is
Mike.
Ugly
it's
words.
A fair show.
Yeah,
we've got another caller on the line.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
This is Joey.
Hi, Joey. Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm in Silver Spring, but normally
hold on, Joey. Before you get to your agenda, and believe me, I recognize agenda calls from a mile away, Joey. So I know you're going to bust balls.
Long and loud.
So before we do that, Joey, what do you do in Silver Spring?
Ooh,
I am a technical writer for the Montgomery County Planning Board.
That's awesome, man. Fantastic. So what does that entail?
Actually, you came up.
Okay, Joey, thanks for the call. Okay. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well,
I
appreciate
that. I didn't get a chance to ask Joey the question I like to ask everyone named Joey. How you doing?
How you doing? Just first call out of the gate, got a real bad. Was that Rob? Same feeling?
Yeah,
maybe?
And you know what? Yeah. Technical writer, that's technically what my father does. You know what he is? He's a BS artist.
Yeah. How about your technical writer for Discovery? Yeah. Call in
by the
from
way,
that
then
joint.
That's something. Yeah.
It is Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. And let's get ready. Where's my light? Where's my light, man?
Mike, I leave for one day. Everything's gone.
No, that's what the candle's for.
Oh, the candle's on. If the candle's lit, that's how we have it going.
As soon as we get all four calls, Pony starts rubbing two sticks together.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tom from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
I love Gettysburg, man. I love that town. Yeah, that is a cool place.
Sorry you lost the wax museum.
They lost the wax museum?
Yeah, lack of interest at the battlefield, and they just, it's out of there, man.
Yeah.
I never visited the wax museum, but what kind of dog you got there, sir?
Oh, the German Shepherd.
She's
a beautiful dog protecting the house.
That's wonderful. Well, what can we do for you up in Gettysburg today?
Well, number one, Mike, a long-time listener. I love you. I actually learned from you, and you have thoroughly brightened my life ever since your first days on WAVA on the morning zoo.
Oh, God bless you. That's very nice of you.
Very sweet.
I truly appreciate that. And have you ever, I have to ask you because you're from Gettysburg, have you ever experienced a haunting?
Actually, in my backyard, actually. We live on the battlefield, actually.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Now, listen, I this is my philosophy on all things mysterious, whether it be UFOs, whether it be hauntings.
People.
I truly believe this. Right. I believe that we would be incredibly closed-minded to think that things couldn't possibly happen.
Anything's like an possible, apparition or, especially on a battlefield with thousands of souls.
I'll tell you this, the river ran red with blood.
All right, you're being insincere because Rob does not believe in anything.
No, I don't believe in Martians.
In the produce sector.
See that you're painting with broad, incorrect strokes.
You don't.
I believe in ghosts. I believe in spirits. I believe in the other side, but I don't believe in
outer space. Can you shut up for a second so I can hear about this guy's ghost thing? Can we do that while you're doing your shtick?
I'm listening, Mike.
Can I get the caller in to talk? What was your haunting, sir? I want to hear about it.
All right, well, we moved up to Gettysburg a couple of years ago. When we bought the house and we signed the papers, the woman that we bought the house from looked at me, looked at my wife, says, "By the way, the house is haunted." We didn't believe her. Okay? So a couple years go by. And on June 6, 2006, okay, notice the date, 6-6-6, I was sitting in my backyard having a campfire when all of a sudden somebody knocked my headlamp off of my head. It's kind of traumatic. You can probably tell in my voice. I'm kind of nervous about it, but
your headlamp.
I'm sitting by a campfire.
He had one of those flashlights that go over your head,
like when you used to go check your circuit breaker in Manassas.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. All right, because you're sitting in the dark and you want to be able to see your beer. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Now who's being a silly one?
You've lost interest, Mike.
You silly goose.
All right, go ahead. So,
thanks, Mike.
It actually fit, but those things are like usually an elastic band goes around your head, right?
Yeah. Well, basically what I was doing, I was out there sitting down reading a book in the dark. Well, not in the dark, but it was like twilight, probably about 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
And I had my at that time we had Labrador retrievers. My Labrador retriever starts looking into the campfire, and she was the sweetest dog, but the hair on the back of her neck just stood up, and she started growling into the campfire.
Right. Had you peed in the campfire earlier? I can't do it. I'm having trouble. Did you see any apparition of any kind?
Well, here's a weird thing. Okay. All right, so I'm sitting there. I hear some clanking or some noise coming out of the fire. Next thing you know, I feel something hit the back of my head, and the headlamp went flying off. So my wife, well, I ran inside. My wife got me to come back out about 15 minutes later.
I think this story might be haunted.
Yeah.
Right, so go ahead. So see, it started out so nice. I'm trying. Sorry. Yeah. So, what do you think caused it? Can we get to the point of the story? Because
we're losing callers.
We're really losing
and listeners.
And life's
all right, well, anyway, wife came out really fast, had me sit down in a chair. She flipped on the camera phone, took a picture. There was a big blue orb right where I was sitting. Then I stood up, went over to see what was on her camera, on her corner phone. And when we looked over, there was a smoky soldier walking back and forth where I was standing.
Oh, there we go. That's a payoff. See, there you are. That's a payoff. That, to me, is the turbo payoff. A smoky apparition of a soldier. How much detail was in it? Did you see a lot of detail, like a musket or anything like that?
Well, you can see basically the left hand or the left arm moving back and forth, the left leg and the left part of his body. That's and then he turned around and then you could see the other part. Now, a month later, we had on July 4th, which is the day after the battle, and it was after actually the anniversary of the battle, a celebration up here in Gettysburg. We had some friends over at our neighbor's house. We had a bonfire at my house. My neighbor looked over.
Right, let me tell you. Let me give you storytelling 101. Okay,
he's learning.
You've added about 700 details that I don't need. Tell me what happened. What's the scare? Get to the scary part.
Same spot, same location. My neighbor saw an apparition, a smoky soldier stand up and walk into the fire and disappear. Another neighbor saw the same thing.
That is, you know, and I'll tell you, and you know this, sir, that there are lots of stories like that in particular Gettysburg.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the United States, there are a lot of people there are a lot of these towns that I think kind of make hay on hauntings. Gettysburg, one of the originals. Where,
do you reenact, sir?
No, I do not. Okay.
All right, but thank you for the call.
I didn't know if you dressed.
Thanks for the help. Thank you so much.
Thanks
for the call.
I've never been...
Oh, okay. You've been played off. You've been literally played off, sir.
Right. Hey, there was a payoff, okay?
Yeah. Yes.
I lingered with
thank
it because
there
was the a
payoff.
Thank you for the
support. Two things we've learned. We've learned two things is that Gettysburg is truly...
Rob, I didn't need you to text me and say that man's brain was haunted. That was not...
I just
wanted a nice man who loves the show, and I believe that people see this crap up in Gettysburg in particular.
Two
Ghost
things we've
Hunters
learned.
Yes. Filmed up there multiple times.
That there are ghosts of, you know, especially around... sites of battles and stuff like that. And the other thing we've learned is there's a certain type of person that makes fires in their backyard.
Okay, thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate that. Let's move on. Take another phone call.
Texting each other during the call.
Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673. By the way, 888, my favorite prefix. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show, 888. Yes, hi, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear, sir.
Regretfully.
Hey.
Rob, we have to be a little bit positive with the callers. And see, now I have to discipline you, and he was starting his call. And go ahead, sir. I'm sorry you were so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, no problem. I know you like calls from weird places, so I'm calling from Slobozia, Moldova.
Hey! Whoa! That is awesome. That is absolutely fantastic. What brings you over to that part of the world?
My chick is from there. So I've been staying with her family for a month.
Really? And how long have you been in Moldova?
1 month, besides some travels in Europe.
And how do you How do you find Moldova? Have you gotten over the border to Romania at all and done any sightseeing?
Yeah, we went to Bucharest for a couple nights.
That's a beautiful city,
oh,
is it
and
not?
And Timișoara was excellent.
And where is Timișoara?
Timișoara was what we did is we went from Vienna to Budapest to Timișoara to Bucharest.
Whoa.
So we were going with the old Austro-Hungarian Empire. So it's the westernmost big city in Romania.
Have you been to Chisinau?
Chisinau, yeah. We stayed there, Chisinau. Like rented an apartment for 5 days.
Chisinau,
I'm sorry. Banged all day.
Sidewalk.
How about
have you
spent any time in Krasnow?
No time in Krasnow.
How about Balti? Have you lingered? Have you gone up and sampled the local brews in Balti?
No, you're doing a good job with Wikipedia, though.
Thank you.
We were just talking about the ghost culture and the fact that Gettysburg makes hay over the ghosts and the hauntings in Gettysburg.
You going back to that?
Do they have? Do they do like the vampire angle over there? Because
you
that is
make
where
it all about Transylvania.
Yeah,
in Romania they do. Yeah. But not so much here, but there's plenty of cemeteries. So
how did you find...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
how did you find your girlfriend? Which website did you use?
No, stop it.
I'm really curious.
No, she came. I paid extra for the third hole in the box. It was good.
You know, I'm the one that fields the emails that were mean to the callers. I'm the one that fields that. And I'm trying to be nice today. I've got a day trip that I'd like to recommend for you. Where are you in Moldova?
Kind of in the bottom right corner.
Okay, so
near the border with Ukraine.
So Krasnow, that Krasnow, that area? Or are you near Galat?
Voda, but you won't see it on a map.
I would recommend rent a car and then travel across the border into Romania, spend the day, have lunch in Galat, then drive to dinner, have dinner in Focșani. Then I would recommend seeing Barlad, Onești, Bacău, and Vaslui. Before you get back.
The weird thing is a lot of people think Mike is looking at his computer right now, but he isn't, because right before he went to AU, he spent 3 semesters at Transylvania State.
I did. And Rob can't get it out of Dracula. That's all. That's all.
That's what they got over there.
That's right. It's a beautiful
part
of the world.
I've been listening to you since I got kicked out of AU. So.
You got kicked out of AU. That's awesome. What year did you get kicked out?
2003.
Oh, you're a young man. Oh, wonderful.
All right, man, living on the edge.
So this Eastern European bride that you have taken, or girlfriend, is she lovely? Is she fetching?
Oh, she's lovely. And she sounds just like Natasha from Boris and Natasha.
That's great.
I like this caller.
I love this guy.
Well, stay safe over there. Fantastic. Thank you. Another international call. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the funny, guys. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening. Have a nice night. He's calling from nighttime.
That's very cool. Children
late
of the
afternoon.
Night.
That's yes, the children of the night. It's Dracula. Again.
Mike, this is what makes this show great.
Yes, it is.
Like, he's a hack, and we're professionals.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Professional Oscar.
Yes.
That's what we love. Missed him yesterday. Too professional to be here, but...
Okay. Let's take a call, Rob Spiewak. Hello?
Hey, this is John Baltimore. How's it going?
Hey.
John.
How you doing, Johnny?
I'm doing good. How are you? I'm not on Bluetooth or speakerphone, so hopefully I haven't broken any rules.
You're learning.
No, and you sound really, really crystal clear. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think a necessary energy at this stage.
This is perfect.
This is wonderful. What can we do for you?
Nothing much. Just wanted to say that it was many years ago that, as fate would have it, I turned my radio dial and just caught the tail end of a classic Make Us Laugh. And ever since then, I've been hooked.
Right.
I want to say keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Well, thank you, John.
Thanks
that's
for
awesome,
the pep
John.
Talk.
Thanks so much. We appreciate
keep
it.
Keep rocking out. You too.
That's it. We were a little manic going into these phone calls, but everything's fine. Thanks, John. I've got a question to ask
that
I think I probably should address now.
Yes.
And I hate to do it because I'm going to get lectured now. Walk me through the phone text messaging so the dinger doesn't go off every time I get goddamn text
Mike,
message.
I thought you were playing sound effects.
No, I wasn't.
I thought you were
rewarding the caller.
I do sometimes, but I can't mute the phone because I'm playing sound effects through this,
Mike,
but I don't
turn
want
the switch on the side.
The switch on the side, you just have to turn it down.
Silence it.
So it's red.
Well,
it's showing red.
Guess what? It's turned down.
It is. We'll and they still come through? Oh, they're coming through on your computer?
It's haunted.
They're coming through on my computer.
Oh, you
got to
turn off iMessage. We've talked about this.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
Okay.
We have
Mr. O'Mara, the texts are coming from within the house.
The lines are locked, Mike.
Let's take another call. Hello?
Oh, they got
scared.
Thanks
for hanging up. Thanks. You couldn't wait. All right. So I'm in the Hello, Mike O'Mara show.
Well, good morning, sunshine. How are you?
Ooh. I'm fine, but I'm a little. I'm having trouble with my phone and alerts and stuff and shutting them off. It's very frustrating. By the way, Oscar, do I turn that off in my phone?
No,
or
you turn
in my
the computer. In your computer.
Thank
yes.
you very much. Hi, what's your name, dear?
Hi, my name is Molly Warner. I'm here residing in the wonderful city of Spokane, Washington. It's very early over here. It's cold and snowy and still dark and, icy out there.
Ooh.
Yeah, icy out there, guys.
It's cold and it's snowy and it's always... I'm sorry. All right, Molly, is there anything else? What can we do for you on this snowy morning?
Well, I just would like to say good morning to you guys. I love you. Love you, love you, love you, long time.
Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
That's so sweet.
And I'm going to have some wonderful breakfast this morning. My hubby is going to make some eggs.
Martinis?
Okay.
Yes! Yes! Molly, you just made my morning.
Okay, that's wonderful, Molly. What's for breakfast, seriously?
Actually, it's going to be little tiny baby pancakes.
Ooh.
With
hold on, Molly. Little tiny baby pancakes?
Yeah, they are made from the crusties. You get them in the freezer section.
Yeah. Okay.
And the little tiny baby pancakes and some...
I like this. You know, so I used to go to a place called the 29 Diner in Fairfax, and I would actually order those with the old lady that looked like Charles Lawton that worked behind the counter. I would say, "Could you give me some little tiny baby pancakes, please?" What?
LTP's on the way. Little tiny pancakes.
That's right, Molly. That's right. That's absolutely right.
I'm talking small.
That's
invisible to the naked eye.
And your husband's doing the breakfast making this morning?
Cute. Yeah, he's going to make some little tiny pancakes, and then we will also have...
Show title.
We will also have some little piggy link sausages.
Little piggy link, so little tiny baby pancakes and little piggy link sausages.
Correct. And some wonderful buttered potatoes.
Buttered potatoes. That's wonderful.
Well,
will you have little tiny baby glasses of orange juice?
Actually, yes. We have little tiny red Solo cups that will put the orange juice
That's
right in.
That's awesome, Molly. That's awesome. Well, enjoy your day, and we appreciate you supporting the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Yeah,
we do.
Very
we do.
Very
Thank
much.
You, Molly. All the best to your husband.
All day long, guys. Hey, I love you guys. Each and every one of you. Big kisses and big hugs.
That's a lot
Take
of
care.
Love.
Thank love you, Molly. You. Have a great day. God bless Thank you. You. Thank you very much. And time for a little tiny baby bottle of vodka. let's take one more, and then we have to go to break. And by the way, you're doing a great job with the phone calls at 888-920-6673. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, who's
Peter
this?
From Western New York.
Hi, Peter. What's going on, man?
Just saw you up on Facebook a little while ago. Thought I would call and add a comment.
Well, add away.
I'm going to be driving down there in a little bit less than a month to go see, drive by there, I mean West, excuse
start,
me.
Start
Washington,
again. Starting. Don't get nervous.
Let's
no,
pretend
just,
like
take
that
your
didn't
time.
Happen. Just
well,
now.
You're among friends here,
yes.
And so you're going to be making a trip down to the D.C. area or the Florida area, my friend?
D.C. area.
D.C. area. What are your plans when you get down to D.C.?
I'm planning to go see Patton Oswalt in concert. I wondered if you guys knew that he was coming to town at the beginning of March.
Of course.
We don't.
Yes.
Let me tell you why we don't. Oh. We don't, at least when celebrities come into town, I've actually given up really knowing whether anyone famous is, you know, because if I know somebody's famous, you know, I'm not alerted to it. So I don't know personally. You might want to ask Robert or Oscar whether they know.
Four tickets going, paying. Warner Theater, if I'm not mistaken. They were one on sale a while ago. So
I got the Carrie got me the tickets for Christmas, actually.
Yeah.
Is he planning on stopping by?
The patent deal is usually a week out where he's like, we ask him, and he's like, fine. Mm-hmm. And then he comes
through.
We should
make a point of asking him, and we'd love to get him on the show. He has been so wonderful. He's great to stand up working today, in my opinion. But also, he's wonderful on the podcast. So we'll try to get him on. And have you seen Patton before, sir?
No, not in live. No,
you are in for a treat. It's worth it. It'll be worth the drive down here. I promise.
It's also a treat when he asked me to reserve a copy of whatever Batman issues that got Gotham Comics.
Oh, I love. Yeah, when we arrange his trip, it always is. Wherever he's staying, to our studio.
To take a side trip to go see the comic.
To the comic book store back home.
Are you getting the same disease that the callers have today? I'm just kind of curious about that.
No, no. Yeah,
he takes a side trip to see comic books. That's the story. Yes, that's
what he does. But I have to call, and because he's such a fan, it's fun because the guy knows why I'm calling now.
Mm-hmm.
To reserve a copy of whatever's out that day.
That's that comedian coming by again, don't you?
No, he knows. He knows Patton's in town, right? I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome. Good to go. It's worth the trip. Thank you so much for supporting the show. And now get back to those little tiny baby pancakes, okay? And we'll take more of your phone calls on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm going to have a little tiny baby glass of orange right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Jones? Jones!
I'm going to blow up the acronym.
Your persistence surprises even me. You're going to give mercenaries a bad name.
Dr. Jones? Surely you don't think you can escape from this island.
It depends on how reasonable we're all willing to be. All I want is the girl.
If we refuse?
Then your Fuhrer has no prize.
Okay, stand back. All of you, stand back. Stand back. Okay, Jones. You win. Blow it up.
Zurück! Zurück! Zurück!
Yes, blow it up! Blow it back to God. All your life has been spent in pursuit of archaeological relics. Inside the Ark are treasures beyond your wildest aspirations. You want to see it open as well as I. Indiana, we are simply passing through history. This is history. Do as you will.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, especially on Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-6673, or MikeOMaraShow.com, online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. Wouldn't you love an easy way to look like a Valentine's master? Yes. Luckily, ProFlowers.com, they have solved the Valentine's Day equation, so you know you're going to get it right this year. How about this? Listen up. 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Or you can really be a hero and upgrade to 2 dozen long stem roses with a premium vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS. Pick your flowers and check out in 2 minutes. Boom, bam. I already ordered my Carla flowers for Valentine's Day. I'm getting her double flowers this year. I got some for her last week, and I've ordered the long stem roses for her this week. It was a cinch, and I know she's going to love it. I am the Valentine's master. Just pick your delivery date, then just sit back and look awesome like me. Plus, Pro Flowers will last 7 days or your money back. They are incredibly fresh. Why not surprise her at the office? She'll be the envy of everybody. Send them to the office. That will make you a hero. Remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's Day deal, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click click the microphone and type in TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Don't wait. Order today because the deal expires soon. Be sure to use our code TMOS. Well, welcome, welcome,
welcome.
Always an adventure on Wide Open Wednesday. Did we take care of that? Are we set? We done?
Everything's good to go. We are good to go.
Very good.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. How's everybody?
We're great. Good. I'm actually a little upset about a chair situation that I'd like to thank Rob Ford.
You came in, on Wide Open Wednesday, we try to be on time, but it didn't work out. But
Today we were on time.
Pretty much
on time. 9:02. Boom.
Yeah, but I was hot to trot. So you got in and bam, we started the show right away. And you were a little frazzled when you came in.
Well, because I sat in my chair and whatever behemoth, and I know who it is.
Whatever behemoth.
Sat in my chair.
Yep.
Broke my chair.
Broke it?
You broke it?
Yes.
Now, people should know that we have a...
babied this chair.
We have three styles of chair in studio. There is a standard office chair.
The $99 one.
Right. Then there is the one that Pony uses, which is sort of a step up.
The $119 one.
That is a little more elegant, I would say. And then there is the chair that is
used to be Mike's chair.
So prized.
Yes.
So rare.
Yeah. I'd really love to focus on this, but I have a question.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been asked to turn off the alerts for text.
Yes.
I have gone into sound, and it doesn't let me do it there.
It's in messages, Mike, on the bottom
I am looking on my bottom toolbar has messages, so I click on that.
Disconnect the iMessage.
You mean just don't get messages at all?
On your computer. On your computer. You can turn it off. There's like a slide switch, right?
Where would that be?
If you go to your menu, your gearbox, and it'll be messages and mail, I believe, right?
Yeah, you know what? I could actually simulate this, Mike.
Simulation.
May I have the other keyboard, please?
I'm looking for
everybody
messages
move at once.
And mail. Mission control, desk and screen. General. How about, would it be in general?
You could probably pull it
in
general.
Go
ours
to general
is,
and
then on
it's
our
not
dock.
In general. It's not in general. See, this is the Mac. If you'd like to know, I love Apple. It's a great product. But this is when you do the hunt and you want to
What
turn
about the top
off.
Right-hand corner of your computer, the little finder type iMessage in there?
Yes.
Try that.
All right.
Let her I.
Shut
M.
up. You are such a snark F today. I swear to God.
Well, really not just today.
All you want to do.
Did it pop up?
F with me. iMessage.
What's popping?
Your Apple ID was used to sign in.
Yeah, sign out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get out of there.
And once you sign out, you will be in the clear. And I would suggest never signing back in, to be fair.
In the know.
Yes.
I like getting messages on my
computer. Well, Mike, this is probably the fifth time it's invaded your own personal space.
And you always have your phone with you anyway.
Yes.
Right. It's not working. Thank you. So...
Dude, we can
I'm really
this.
Sorry the,
it's
the
okay.
chair.
It's
I, this
okay.
has been, I have been laboring over trying to fix this. What all I want to do, I want to continue to get messages on my computer. Mm. I like to get messages on my computer because I'm on it a lot and I'm not at my phone a lot.
You can't handle the iMessage,
that's
Mike.
Fine. But the fact is, I don't want it to go ding. Which it never does when I'm on my computer sitting on the couch, and it does when it's wired into this control board.
How about general sounds?
Yeah, you could go to general sounds and completely turn off your sound, but then that would turn off the soundboard.
I can't do that. I could do that by simply muting on my
yeah, but that would turn off.
No, I believe you. There is an indicator sound for notifications.
Why don't we do that offline and then just turn off the iMessage for now, and then we can walk through this after.
Well, I have sound, and when I go into sound, as I've done many, many times, I have sound effects.
That would be
output,
one of them?
Input, sound effects.
Yes. You can turn off sound effects, and then I'll text you, Mike, and let's see what happens.
No, it doesn't work.
There's no.
Oh, I have alert volume.
Oh, that's...
There you go.
Boom, bam.
Now. Send me a text, Rob. Send me a text.
I'll send you one, too. I'll do it before
send
Rob.
Send me a text. I've just turned down my...
It's already sent, Mike. I beat Rob.
So alert volume would be what it is, correct? That's what it would be?
Yes.
Who's laughing at me? Stop.
I'm laughing because I beat Rob in his text. He's still trying to text you.
I'm writing something more than hi.
All right.
I texted too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Mine's a little more involved, though.
I bet it is.
Hello, Oscar is an a-hole.
There you go.
And
did you get it on your computer?
I didn't get yours.
Oh,
that's a shame.
Did you turn off iMessage and now you're just not getting anything on your computer?
No, I just turned off the alerts. And let me just make sure.
Oh, maybe it doesn't show you on your computer if you turn off your alerts.
Oh, it doesn't have the pop-up alerts?
You can be writing your manuscript.
Now I got all my sounds and I'm not getting alerts. I'm fine. I fixed it.
You're good?
Thank you very much. I get obsessive compulsive with things like that. I truly do.
Mike, the problem is fixed.
Yes.
And no one got hurt.
Have we trained the listeners now that we take phone calls in the first break and we really rarely do it in the second break? Is that
yes. I think so. The plethora of pinatas has wavered.
Yeah.
They think they got. And by the way, as far as a wide open Wednesday is concerned, quality of call to ratio of volume, I thought a solid Wednesday.
Really good.
Yeah, solid even Wednesday. The guy that had trouble with the story was still, the story was so good.
Gettysburg.
That, you know, the smoky apparition was pretty pretty incredible.
And you were able to stop Joey in his tracks before he caused any trouble.
This is true. Mm. Here's the thing about smoky apparitions and ghostly things.
Hey,
like
man.
That. I love the concept of ghosts. I love hauntings. I love all that. I cannot stand reality shows about ghosts.
Why?
They are because they are complete and utter crap. All of them. They are all fake. They are all, oh, what was that? Oh, was it? Because they have to generate that kind of content.
Yeah.
You know what's real? What's real is when you pick up a newspaper and you read a story about something that happened.
In print.
It just does, because you can't stage it. I really don't believe that stuff can be staged.
The sound effects that are used on these reality shows about hunting ghosts are the same sound effects that anybody could purchase online.
And not so much the sound effects as the night vision effects.
Yes.
Yeah. But Mike, you actually painted me with a broad brush. I have never discounted the existence of ghosts and the other world. As a matter of fact, up until maybe she was 5 or 6, Julia was something of a, what do they have, had the sight.
Oh, the Julia, sixth sense?
Julia saw stuff.
The third eye?
Yeah. So, I mean, I do believe it.
Is it the third eye or the sixth sense?
That's a, I don't know. It's a combination. It's 9. You add them up. Are you the ghost of Mike's Mac?
I'll just do the sound effect for like 3 hours, and maybe it'll get noticed. I'm not sure. Hi, how are you?
I was going to say, are you the ghost of Mike's Mac?
Yeah. I'm the ghost of text alerts.
Text alerts.
I have a better one. Hold on.
Okay.
Man, Rob Ford, how mad am I at you right now?
Oh, the chair. Back to the chair.
So, just quickly, this chair has been babied for 10 years. So much so
that we've had repairmen in.
We've had repairmen in to fix this chair.
Repairman.
Thank you.
Yes.
You understand. Text message ghost.
Now it's acid reverb.
Oh.
Hi, Oscar. I'm the ghost of Rofo's fart hiding in your chair. Actually, if I'm going to be the ghost of Rofo's fart hiding in your chair, I should not only have the effect on my voice, but I should do the Rofo impression.
And it's my fault because I asked Rofo to come in on the Tuesday that I wasn't going to be here.
He was
right?
An invited guest.
He was an invited guest.
I'm a smoky apparition. The apparition of Rob Ford's fart hiding in your chair all day long.
Hey, Mike, remember when you went to the Verizon Center and saw that huge orb haunting the seat next to you?
That's right. It was a giant blue orb.
And
he does take up a lot of space.
Yeah. Well, and I told him the other day off air, because we're family, I said, you know, I was telling someone about you that you're like a fridge box. Or,
I heard this conversation.
Yeah. But you don't know, like, the fridge box is much larger than the actual fridge.
There
right?
are fatter people. Rob and I are probably fatter
Guaranteed.
Than Rob Ford.
Guaranteed.
He's just boxy.
Rob takes up space, too. Rob takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, well, he's a double-door fridge.
I'm fat from the tip of my head down to the tip of my toe. The fact is, I don't take up the same amount of space. Rofo takes up more space than any other human I've ever seen.
I think it's because Rob Ford has probably put on more weight later in life, and he's not accustomed to carrying it in a courteous way.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because that's the key is...
Because you and I have sat next to each other on airplanes, sporting events, movie theaters.
We
and while
to
it's
have
not
a problem,
great,
do we?
It's not great, but we, you
but
know,
we never
do, we,
have a problem.
We never have a problem. Yeah.
Multiple. I have never sat next
because
to you
because you're both
traveling.
Ashamed and aware.
We're aware, but Rob just carries himself in a different way. Rofo hurls his body around and just sits next to him.
He's a definite two armrest guy.
Absolute. So, he just splays out like a water buffalo.
For years now, Tony Perkins has sat in this chair every other week for his show.
Right.
Right. And I walk in here and I sit down. I'm like, maybe I notice two things, that maybe it's a little lower, or a little higher.
Right.
Armrests are up or down. No big deal.
Right.
And I'm not a chair snob.
That's why the chair is adjustable.
But Baby Huey comes in and sits in your chair and like destroys everything. Yeah. Like that's why DJs destroy chairs. they haul themselves into chairs, you know?
And I want to call him. I was like, is there a setting I don't know about that you know about in this chair?
A magical Rob Forte. You bought chairs for the Air Studio once.
Even thin guys.
Yes.
I spent a lot of money on this particular chair. I have no issues with this chair. I have had this chair for, I think it's going on 3 years without any problem whatsoever. I bought chairs for the Air Studio, and the junkies are thin guys.
Mm-hmm.
That furniture, in less than 2 months, was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It was destroyed because they're guys that just haul their bodies all over.
Hurl is the best word used today.
Yeah.
And then Rofo is the classic example where it's just like, sit down. I'm going to sit down. Let me just sit down here. Clunk.
Clunk.
I mean, come on, please.
Seven seed clunk.
And a couple things. One,
did he actually break your chair?
You should know this.
Yeah.
That, again, this is a 10-year run on this chair. This is how much I'll clean this chair.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go in there with Windex. Like, I take care of this
chair.
We
literally scheduled a repairman to come to this Air Studio
to fix one of the arms.
To fix the arm.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of. When's the last time you've treated a task?
By the way, I need to fix the arm. Let me show you. I'm gonna take this thing down here.
Take a look.
I'm gonna show you the. I'm gonna show you.
Did it get wedged underneath the tail of the console?
Can you see
what happened?
Oh, not okay.
You could probably fix that.
Oh, my God, that could be a character on the show.
It does. It looks
like a mouth.
An alligator.
Yes.
All right, well, what voice would Mike's chair arm have?
Well, a chair is kind of logy overall because it's just kind of like just sitting there all the time.
Yeah, maybe
right?
Like droopy dog?
Yes.
Yes. Hello. I'm so sick. Hi, boys. I'm Mike Chair.
If you're not getting the Ustream feed, you're not having any fun right now.
I just have his arm on me all day long.
All right.
Well, so now we can't fix the chair.
Mike, if you do that for little Michael, he will crack up.
Yeah.
You know, today, so we take him to skating practice on, and by the way, we have to go to break because I am aware of the time. We take him to skating practice, and I bail out at 8:20 in the morning. I got to get over here and get the show done.
Right.
And so turn the music down just for a second.
Okay.
But that's okay. And so I actually, don't let the
mojo kill you.
I'll tell you the story after we come back.
Do want to hear this.
Let's do that.
Time for one headlight, Mike. It's like one out.
Right. Mindfulness. It's the word for today. Mindfulness.
Write it down.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mimi. What are you doing?
I'm writing to Rob Spiewak. My husband's birthday is coming up.
Why are you listening to this hippity-hop music?
For inspiration. I thought it might help to write something nice.
Oh, okay. But this is not the Write All About You song. This song made Mike and Oscar very annoyed with Rob because he said one time too much. He still says it, but not very much now.
Is it this All About You song?
What the hell is that? Mimi, please turn it off immediately. If you want to have your message read on the Mike O'Mara Show, please send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. As always, Rob with two B's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. There is nothing better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move, and it makes a dynamite first impression. And this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. No matter what you need, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. It is the best deal in the business, bar none. It has never been so easy. Easy to look so professional, totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raised print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. It's easy, 100% user friendly, and it always looks sensational. The best customer service, also great quality, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. I know this. this because I've done it myself at Vistaprint. Remember, when you go to Vistaprint.com, all you have to do is put in our code TMOS, that's Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. So, welcome back to the show. Where was I? I got
little Michael.
Yeah, at his skating practice.
Oh, yeah. So we take separate cars over to skating, and he is a little bit fussy simply because, you know, it's work for a three-year-old.
It is early.
But he's up at 6. We're cool. It's better than the afternoon. But he's fussy, and the only thing that gets him through the drive is we take separate cars, and he rides with me, and I say, we're going to get really close to mommy's butt. And he starts giggling, and suddenly, I'm like, oh, we're awfully close to mom's butt. And then from the back, I hear what I believe is the first incidence of him using a dialect.
Really?
And from the back car seat, I hear, God. Dad, you're awful close to mom's butt. And I crack up like, I mean, it's, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. It is so funny to hear him do this. And we got to skating, and the little guy, 3 years old, starting to fly around that ice, his tiny little legs going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, but not holding on to anything and out there on his own. So I guess he's skating now.
Do you have to lace up his skates for him? What is the process when you get there? Because I've never been through this.
We dress him outside the rink in the trunk of the car.
Okay. No,
in fact, he rides in the tray. No, he's in the back seat.
Yeah.
And he's in the hatchback. We lift up the hatchback. We sit him down where all the stuff
tailgate.
And then he puts his hockey skate up on me, and I tighten his skates up, and then we carry him basically into the rink. And as soon as he gets on the rubber matting that they have around the ice, he walks, and then he's there. We're there a little early, so he gets a little extra ice time, and Russian coaches were there today. It was wonderful.
Did you see any hard drives being exchanged?
It was very, this lady is so Russian. She is just so obviously Russian. There is a Russian lady. I'm a mook, so I didn't get any names, and I didn't write anything down, because this is the way it was explained to me. These are Russian coaches working with Japanese skaters that are here for like a 2-week window, and then everybody's going back to their countries. What I've been told is this is ultra uber high level, high caliber, like world competition and perhaps Olympic, but I'm not sure.
It's like the Russian Argo.
If you saw the Japanese skaters, the one Japanese skater, you would say, oh, yeah, well, this is not your average person that's out there. So
are they figure skating or speed skating?
Yamaguchi
figure skating.
Or
figure skating. Oh, okay. And I'm watching my little guy who's like learning like in the corner. And then you've got this Olympic athlete that's doing these massive jumps around.
Sure.
And it was just fun to watch. But this lady from Russia with the oversized head, she's probably 60, but she was wearing like one of these like half jackets, like a bolero jacket type thing with the big shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. And she just had this aura about her. And, you know, finally Carla says to me, she says, excuse me, I believe your son's on the ice, too. I said, hey, Carla, there's too many shows going on out here. Look at the Russian coach with the big head, you know? And it's like there's a male coach and a female coach, but the female is obviously dominating the entire thing. And then they're working with this, like, phenomenal Japanese skater. And then I'm watching my guy, my little guy who's out there moving his legs super fast. And it's a show. And
How long is it that
I'm doing this down in Southwest Florida?
And you're certain that none of the Russians were wearing Tom Brady's game-worn jersey?
No, they were not. They got stolen the jersey. Everything is right with the world. And Giselle was not there. Thank
you. Does Anastasia, the coach?
Yes. And that's her name.
Ludmilla. I'd like to call her Ludmilla, but you can call her Anastasia. That's perfect. I don't mind that.
Does she at all recognize the talent that's also on the ice in Little Michael?
Not at all. No,
no one's staring
Michael,
at him?
Let's just say my little guy is probably tolerated. That's the way I would
explain also,
that.
Also, let's not bury the lead here. The idea that your son's doing a dialect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm probably
not a Russian or Japanese one, so it's safe at the rink.
At this particular stage, I would be much happier about him not falling, skating all the way across the ice than I would be about doing the dialect, okay? Because the dialect was just pure shot in the dark for me. You know, just it was lucky that I
had no assistance for him with the bucket or the little like rack. He's actually skating.
No, just plastic bowling pins. Two plastic bowling pins, one held by his coach and one held by him. And they did a little sword fighting with it. And then she chased him. And then he chased her. And it was like they're going. And the little legs are going a mile a minute. And
that's cool. So cool.
It's weird. How surreal is that? If you had told me when I was going to move down here that the first, I don't want to call it a sport yet. It's an activity. But it is a sport. But the first sport that he would be into down where it's 85 degrees in February would be ice skating, but they've got a facility and I could walk to it, so that's why it's here. So we're doing
it. It's convenient.
Is it surreal beyond that you're watching your essentially baby boy on skates?
That's awesome.
It's cool. I like it.
That is
because I remember the first time we did Robert in a skating class, swimming class, when he was roughly that age, and the first time you see the little guy by himself moving across a pool,
yes,
it's weird and it's a little scary because in your head, two blinks ago, they were infants.
Yeah, they could barely hold up their neck.
Yeah,
so fast. And when you're elderly, it's even faster. You know. And it's always fun. Same routine after skating's over. It's great. All the the young girls that are figure skaters and the coaches, they all come to the side and they all say the same thing to me every week. Same thing. They never seem to remember. They said, "Your grandson skated really well today." That's it. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I have a movie review.
Can we help you to the car?
Oscar called me as I was walking into the cinema yesterday. I have a new movie review to give you. Really more Mrs. O'Mara's review than mine.
Oh.
In fact, her response was so negative that I couldn't really say anything. So we'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. Valentine's means flowers, and the best place to get flowers is proflowers.com and the Mike O'Mara Show. You want to send some impressive flowers? Of course you do. They're great, wonderful flowers. Just send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to vday@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose your letter, well, you'll be lucky and a winner. We'll give you a call, answer your phone, and win some beautiful flowers. It's that easy. VDAY, vday@mikeomarashow.com. And answer your phone. And happy Valentine's Day from the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. There is no one like your Valentine. So this year, treat them to an unforgettable gift that is as unique as they are. You can't go wrong with Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. It's really, really a wonderful Valentine's gift. And for only our listeners, be a big shot and double the berries for only $10 more. The problem I have is when I send my wife these delicious berries, it's difficult for me to make sure that she enjoys them. Because when they make it into the house, I want to eat them. Okay?
Mike, emphasize with her, it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought. Did you like the berries? Put them in the refrigerator. I will eat them all. Go to berries.com and use the code TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. These are massive. They're juicy strawberries. They are dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzles. They're spectacular. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries, starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. Help support our show by supporting our sponsors. Use the TMOS code, and we thank you. Yes, it was movie night down here in Cocoonville.
Did you get a sitter? You were going to make a night of it?
Yeah, we had a sitter. We had an early sitter. So the sitter got there at 3:30. We had a 4:15 movie. Love to do that, because then you can grab a quick bite. You're home in Betty Bye, and you can come in and make this fabulous radio for each and every one of you. So an early sitter is wonderful. It's great. I don't know what happened in the last week, but somebody got the message that if you're over the age of 80, you got to come down here. The theater a week ago, same time, same place, there was no problem at all. yesterday, 750,000 senior citizens picking, scabbing, you know, just coming in, smelling.
What's
you know,
the word it. You used yesterday? It's season.
It's season.
It's season, season, and it's time to go see a movie because it's season.
Yeah. I mean, and so, look, everybody's going to get old. Everybody is, okay?
We all
I am
are.
Older than well, anybody on the show. Everybody... It's going to happen. It's reality.
Okay.
The guy that sits down, they're just yapping. They're like, when you get any group in a pack en masse, they're annoying. Mm. And they were collectively annoying. They're
were
all
they
excited.
Talking to each other?
There was a talker that, what's the Keanu Reeves movie? Is it John Wick?
Yeah, John Wick and John Wick 2.
Okay. You want to know what the trailer is for John Wick? This is, let me give you the trailer. What was that? I missed that. What did I
miss? I love
it.
No, I love it. John Wick 2 is going to be awesome, I think.
John Wick 2 is probably what the trailer I was looking at. And this is, if I can give you the gist of the trailer for John Wick 2, this is it.
A lot of guns and a lot of explosions.
This bird in back of me was
bird.
She adjusted. She talked for all the little pre thing.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that. You want to yap? That's fine. That's when you talk. When the previews of coming attractions start, I think it's time to dial it down a little bit. But mm-hmm. I guess the etiquette is you can still chat.
She's not chatting. I disagree.
Thank you.
When they shut up. When the screen goes wide and you've got trailers coming on.
Trailers when you pipe
it's
down.
It's go time.
Yeah. But it's okay to talk during like the word find and the commercials.
Yeah,
for
and
Pepsi.
If you show me another Coke ad, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
This wench adjusted her volume level to the John Wick 2 trailer.
Oh.
Which is gunfire and explosions. I don't know how she pulled it off. I leaned over to Carla and I said, I don't know how she's able to do this. She's maintaining. She is so obsessed with flapping that mouth, that massive mouth of hers, that she was able to actually, you could hear her over, and this is a sound system that is cranking.
Sure.
And you could hear her over this. So it was mildly annoying. And then the man that sat down next to me, once again, I preface this by saying we're all going to get old.
Mm-hmm.
But what old men do, a lot of them, is they fidget. They fidget
they do.
And we go to that theater that's got the, you know, the cheapo recliner seats that everybody likes, and they've got a little table, and Carla loves that.
You can pick your seat.
Does it have the
swing around table like you're going to do homework?
Yeah, I know exactly the one you mean, table.
Just like high school.
Yeah.
And he's adjusting and twitching with that. He's picking, he's adjusting. He's adjusting his seat. This guy is fidgeting so much to sit. And I'm really trying to be more zen. I swear to God, this is the only time I'm able to let it out. I'm really in my regular life trying to be better, but this guy's twitching and it's just going on. And we went to see Fences, the Denzel Washington movie.
Oh, nice. Because it's been in theater for some time now.
It's been in a discount theater type of It's
run?
I think, you know, I looked and I think it was like $16 for both of us. So,
but you also probably got matinee prices.
That's full freight for matinee.
I think if I popped in the old man discount, I could have gotten a cheaper ticket. And I think that's why it was packed. I think they had to have some kind of Tuesday special. And so I'm watching this and
Isn't that movie set in Baltimore?
No, it's Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah.
My apologies.
They actually filmed in Pittsburgh.
I was okay with it. I thought it was okay. I thought Denzel was pretty good.
Yeah.
Carla wasn't having any.
It's why?
Carla's comment was this: man, does he love to hear the sound of his own voice.
Oh,
that was the review that Carla gave Fences. And it was kind of long and drawn out and dark. And
call it self-indulgent for him?
I have a man crush on Denzel Washington.
I don't think he's ever made a bad movie. That's the
deal. He's made bad movies. We just tolerate
him. I have a man crush on him.
Yeah.
He can read the phone book, and I'm okay with it. And
The Equalizer, not a great movie.
Yeah.
But because it's Denzel, we probably tolerated it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I could watch The Equalizer whenever it comes on cable
multiple times
because I love Denzel and
he's
I loved especially
the score,
especially Denzel in a revenge pick.
Yes,
is perfection for me.
Man on fire, deja vu. It's Denzel.
There are two
right?
situations, and right. he's equalizing them because he is
the equalizer.
Thank you. The thing about Carla's reaction to it. She considered it to be such a waste of her time that it was a borderline violent reaction.
Oh,
her eyes were very wide. It's like, can you believe that? And I'm, you know, and she looks at me, and I'm having kind of in myself, I'm having the you know, a different reaction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go to the car. All right, because, you know, I've gotten her only recently back out to the cinema.
She doesn't care for movies.
You don't want to ruin her experience.
Yeah, I like going to movies with my wife. I don't want to have any setbacks,
strategic,
you know?
Yeah,
but it's, you know, it's kind of depressing. And
what was the?
Know.
I don't know the premise. This is what I.
It's
this
based
is,
on a play. This,
this
much
is what
I know.
I know. Yes, it's a blue collar family.
Yes,
that is.
He's a trash collector.
Okay, but they chronicle what?
His life and okay. his existence and his marriage and his son relationship with his sons, and that's what it's about. Is it Viola Davis? Is that the actress?
Yes, nice pull. Nice pull.
Brilliant actress. I mean, one of the most brilliant actresses working today. I can do without the snot, though, because she's a snot crier.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't like... We've seen snot criers on. My son snot cries, okay? So maybe because I have a 3-year-old, when I see snot crying on film, I'm not having a lot of that. But she does, you know, at one point she's doing turbo snot cry. You know, now in the character in the movie, we get some news that, you know, it's justified, but I okay. don't like the snot crying. So I don't know. I don't know
Is
what
it
to
mostly
tell you.
Snorting, or do you don't actually see snot?
No, there's like, it's, yeah. She's, the tears are coming out like,
sure.
like the waterworks, and then there's the same spigot in the nostrils.
I always there's two things when I see a scene like that.
Okay.
A is if the actor is just that talented that they could make that happen, or
which I believe in Viola Davis's yes. yeah. case is true.
Or B yeah. if they pepper spray themselves before they go and do the scene.
You could make a case in some of her scenes. I think really the first one may have been Doubt. I think she was in Doubt with Meryl Streep, where she's having the scene with Meryl Streep, and the snot comes out. This time, the snot was just like, wow.
More ghost peppers? More ghost peppers, Miss Davis?
Yes. Hey, we've got your habaneros, Miss Davis. Here you go. Bite into one of these. Okay, action.
Is it a social injustice story, or is it
yes and no,
more of a love
really.
Story?
It's more of a man's personal demon story.
Got it.
That's how I would describe it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it was, I was not nearly, I did not feel that my time had been as wasted as Mrs. O'Mara did.
But you're not going to share that with her.
Rarely, no, not right after the movie, because the reaction was so negative that, and, you know, I think the look was something along this line. The lights come up and I look over and she goes, oh, God. And I'm like, okay, this is we're not gonna see eye to eye.
Scurry out of here.
Well, you got to sort of gauge it. I think probably the best play for you would have been immediately when she says, "Oh God," say, "Could you believe the snot crying?" Oh no,
no, I didn't think like that. See, within the movie, I was all in. When the snot crying was happening, I was all in.
Mike, that's the beauty of being a movie fan.
Yeah,
because whether it's a piece of garbage or something that might have been too hyped or pleasantly surprising, what I love about a movie, and I think we're the same that way, and maybe everyone in this room is, because we all like going to see movies,
right,
is escaping and falling into this world where we don't have to think about anything. We are just we are going on this ride.
I'm glad you bring that up, because I feel as though I am a great audience member for a movie that way. I commit. I go in and I throw myself into it. Not always the case with my way. And it's maybe more of a guy's flick than a girl's flick. I don't know. Anyway, so, but Fences, make your own clue.
Yeah,
make your own call.
Go
on a scale of 1 to 10, how many Kleenexes do you give it?
Oh, I give it about towels, like 5 towels.
5 beach
right,
towels?
Before we go to break, it's time for our Valentine's Day giveaway. Valentine's means flowers. The best place to get flowers is proflowers.com. And we are now asking you to send us a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to vday@mikeomerashow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose your letter, like we're just going to do, and we give you a call, you got to answer your phone, and you'll win some beautiful pro flowers. It's that easy, Rob. If they don't answer the phone, and if they leave an answering machine with the pro flowers,
yeah, fruitcake rules apply.
And happy Valentine's Day. Here's the letter from today, and send us your letters, because we'd love to give you some free flowers. Hi, TMOS. My wife Betsy works full time in the medical field and is always caring and loving to her patients. Well, I love her already. She makes baskets to raffle off for the homeless, and she always donates to everyone in need. lead. She raised two great daughters who are caring and giving just like her. But the best part, she spoils me constantly. She is always thinking of me first and encourages me to enjoy my hobbies, even when they take me away from her. His hobbies, of course, are drinking and whoring.
Of course.
No, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
He's seen the Denzel Washington movie three times.
That's terrible. Here I am taking this sweet moment. This is not what they want me to do. I'm kidding.
This guy loves his wife.
Okay. I love her more than the day we married 33 years ago. Please send her flowers because just like Rob, I don't do Valentine's and it would be a great surprise. Thanks for the funny.
After 33 years, it might kill her.
33
what
years.
What are you doing?
So we're calling Kim to tell him that we're giving him flowers.
Yes, we
to
are.
Give
we're
his
calling
wife.
Kim.
All right, let's see if he's at home. We're calling
now.
Right now. Let's see what happens. And let's see if he answers the phone. That last part, we'll see what happens.
Yes. Let's see what happens.
Happy Valentine's Day. This
there he is.
Hey!
Look at that. How about that, Kim? Congratulations, Kim Don. You have just won a $50 gift certificate from ProFlowers.com. The Valentine's Day Masters. Make sure to head over to ProFlowers.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and enter the code TMOS to retrieve the daily deal, your daily deal of the day. That would mean it's a deal of the day if it's a daily deal of the day. Happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for playing the game. Kim, you sound like you got a long-suffering spouse there.
I do have a long-suffering spouse.
That's wonderful. She's going to be a happy lady because she's going to get Pro Flowers because you're the big winner, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, guys, and I appreciate you, and have a happy Valentine's Day, except Rob.
Okay. Well done, well done, well done, well done. We'll call
thanks,
you off
Kim.
Air.
We appreciate it. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, more fun and more thrills, news you may not need, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Logan.
And on this week's episode of the show, Brody Logan. Brody is a sportscaster on Fox 5, and we figured in the days after the Super Bowl, that's who we're going to want to talk to.
I thought that Brody was a guy who specialized in being on game shows.
Yes, and in fact, Brody Logan appeared on The Price is Right, and he's got an amazing story to tell about that.
Why don't you tell it now?
That's the end of the promo. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. I'm getting ready for my Blue Apron lunch today. I don't know the details. I'm going to give you some details here, but I don't have the details on my lunch today, but I know it's going to involve some sort of taco. Blue Apron, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference. So it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why Blue Apron is the better way to cook. Tacos!
Taco!
Blue Apron has the highest quality standards because they ship the perfect amounts. You don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals like
Taco!
In 40 minutes or less, Carla and I are addicted to Blue Apron. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat them. This month, you could be eating
Taco!
Now, how about a cashew chicken stir-fry with tangy mandarins and jasmine? I'm sorry, tango mandarins. I like to get it right because they give you all sorts of cool ingredients. Cashew chicken stir-fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, too. Roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad. Crispy barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad. Or udon noodle soup with miso and soft-boiled eggs. Wow!
Taco.
Check out this week's menu and get three free meals. Maybe
taco.
With free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook, especially when in your kitchen they're producing
tacos. Thank you very much, everybody.
Oh, is it time for news?
Yes. Sorry,
it is.
News.
Tacos.
Tacos. Boo. Yeah. Tacos. Political correctness is not the great Satan that some people try to make it out to be, but sometimes people need to take a joke. When it comes to comedy, I've talked about it on this show before. Hey, you know, you go to a comedy show. suspend the PC.
Yeah.
Lighten up just a little bit. That's not the area where you want to make a stand. George Lopez was doing a show on Saturday night in Phoenix, and a woman in the front stood up and objected when he said this. This was the joke.
Okay.
And when I send this to you, remember, I'm passing along the joke. He gets up on stage, George Lopez. He says, there are only two rules in the Latino family. Don't marry somebody black and don't park in front of our house. That's a joke.
That's
it's,
it.
You know, when it's important to point out, this is the way I look at that. When you make that racist statement, you're poking fun at the racism.
Yeah,
you're pointing out the absurdity of the racism.
Satire.
So a lady got pissed off, and George Lopez completely lost it. He said, quote, sit your effing ass down. I'm talking B-word. You can't take a joke. You're in the wrong mother effing. He just did. He dropped like 300 F-bombs.
Oh,
he got
probably
pissed
building.
And he's probably had a moment like that.
Oh, I think all comedians now, it's the weirdest thing, Mike, because I get to go to comedy shows more than you guys do.
Right.
Because that's something I enjoy doing on my own time. And even if they're not headliners, we'll go, and Shannon really enjoys it as well. And you hear people say certain jokes, and you know this joke would fly 5 years ago. We were just in a comedy club, right?
Right.
And people are embarrassed to laugh at
it. Yes.
And it's very
palpable.
Difficult. And it's a very difficult environment out
you
there.
You see now, people in comedy clubs literally in the audience. Sometimes you see them looking around.
Like,
is it okay? Is it okay to laugh at this?
Here's the only thing I will say, and I'm not, believe me, I am firmly on the Lopez side here, okay? He's up there making his living. He's doing shit. But a George Carlin, a guy that writes the material where it's just, here's the challenge for a comedian. It has to be so funny. And it has to be in such a funny
and
context.
And avant-garde.
That,
and
yeah,
like,
you got to steamroll through it. But you're always on edge.
But
we
also,
do it. We do live shows. You get effed with. You go off on people.
The joke, look, I don't have to explain it to you, but as a Latin man, I can tell you that is a stereotype, right?
Sure.
That is a stereotype. Right. And it's actually the most asinine stereotype, because the idea that a Latin family would be upset that you're dating another race is hilarious, because we're another race.
Yeah,
that's the funny, and obviously a lady didn't like it, and he went off on her, and he didn't handle it. But it is kind of a weird world out there for comedy. Madonna denied that she was adopting more kids from Malawi, but she lied. She was in Malawi court yesterday where she was approved to adopt 4-year-old twin girls whose mother died a week after giving birth to them in 2012. Hey, good for her.
Yeah,
she's got the
I
money.
Agree.
Go ahead, do it. Court official said Madonna, quote, exuded happiness and smiled while she was making her way out of the courtroom, and then she drove away. Madonna already has two kids she adopted from Malawi, an 11-year-old son named David and an 11-year-old daughter named Mercy. You know, when you got as much money as Madonna and you can provide for them and you want
to
bring kids into this
though.
World, amen. I'm all for it. Way to go. There was a rumor going around this week that Gisele Bündchen was begging Tom Brady to go out on top and retire. Well, Brady is basically confirming that story. He says, quote, if it was up to my wife, she would have me retire today. She told me that last night 3 times, and I said, too bad, babe. I'm having too much fun right now. You know?
That's CTE.
Look, here's the thing, though.
That's not like secondhand smoke.
If you're a fan of the Patriots, how much do you love Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I like it. You got to love the guy. Yeah, he's 39 years old. He's the oldest starting quarterback in the league. Drew Brees of the Saints is next at 38. There have been quarterbacks that have played into their 40s, Brett Favre, Mark Brunell, to name a couple. Brady isn't even thinking about retirement right now. Here's his quote. You know, I feel like I can still do it. If you love what you do and you're capable of doing it, I might be so bored if I wasn't going out there knowing I could still do it. So I'm going to work hard to be ready to go, and I still plan on playing for a long time. He said he hopes to play for another 5 years or so, which sounds like a pipe dream, but then again, he looked like he was still in the middle of his prime in the Super Bowl.
Well, doesn't he need to play till age 65 if he wants Social Security?
Do you know that players get a pension?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
After a certain amount of years, and it's just built into the collective bargaining agreement. Also, know this, that if CTE comes in, that's, I don't think enough players really think about that right now.
That's the concussion,
right?
Traumatic injury.
Yes.
Encephalitis, isn't that what it's, or whatever the...
Mike, all I know is this, is if he lost his jersey when he was healthy... Right?
I know I left it right here.
Yep.
I mean,
she wanted him to retire. Gisele wanted him to retire. I understand when he told her he wasn't. He's going to play for another 5 years. She was really deflated.
Boom, bam.
Sorry. Here's a bunch of random things. How many times you'll do them if you live long enough to make it into your 80s? These are random statistics. I love a list like this. You will blink about 513 million times, sneeze 70,000 times, laugh out loud 290,000 times. We're probably ahead of that curve. Sweat out 74,000 gallons of water, spend over 27 years of your life sleeping. You will take 218 million steps, walk 113 million miles. No, I'm sorry, 113,000 miles.
Okay, it seems better.
That's like walking around the entire planet 4.5 times. You'll spend 2.5 years cooking and over 3.5 years eating. You'll eat about 35 tons of food, which is like 7 elephants. Your fingernails will grow a total of 9.5 feet, and you will grow 6.5 feet of nose hair.
Oh, my God. Yuck. Yeah.
Here's the last one that they thought was the best. You'll personally use 4,239 rolls of toilet paper. That's personally. That's about 50 a year. And you'll spend 1.5 years of your life in the bathroom. There it is.
Mike,
there they all are.
Speaking for myself, seems low.
It does seem low. Yeah. And to be honest with you, the only stat that I can really zero in on is that 50 a year toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, nah. Not a prayer.
No. Tacos. Triple
that. Tacos. U.S. News and World Report just released its annual list of the best cities to live in. You ready?
Yeah.
They do this like every hour,
sure.
It seems like. Salt Lake City, Des Moines, Boston, Raleigh, Durham, Seattle, Fayetteville, Washington, D.C. at number 4.
Tacos.
San Jose, California at number 3. Denver at number 2. The only thing I'll let you guess, who do you think's number 1? Who do you think is the number what is the number one place?
Got to be California. Right?
They looked at quality of life and how many jobs there are. That's what they looked at.
Oh, then I got it. It's Herndon, Virginia.
No, that is wrong.
Phoenix?
It is not Herndon. No, but you're getting there. You're getting in the general area.
Detroit.
No, thank you. Pony, would you like to try a guess?
Gettysburg.
No, it is not.
It's funny. It's funny.
It's gotten better, hasn't it? He really has gotten. It's like on
but
the floor.
He started at a very low place,
I'm so
though.
Proud. The winner? That is funny, though. It's just such a great callback. It's absolutely a professional thing you said. Austin, Texas, number 1.
Austin!
Great arts community.
Google Fiber. Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. Can't go wrong.
Very good. Yep,
tacos.
Tacos! And now a little something. A 54-year-old woman named Cheryl Morris from Alachua, Florida. Not familiar with the town. Alachua, Florida. She was driving drunk last Wednesday. Oh, I know, it's in my state, Florida.
Okay.
She swerved off the road and she crashed her car into a ditch. When the cops got there, they yelled down to her to ask if she was injured, and she responded no. She said no, she was dead.
What?
That's right. She yelled up at the cops. That, of course, definitively proved that she wasn't dead and that she was drunk. She was arrested for drunk driving and destruction of I'm dead. Leads me to today's Florida slogan.
Oh, this is a new slogan for your state.
Yeah, here we go. Florida, leave the thinking to the rest of the country. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. That's it.
I'm dead, like my body.
We'll take a break and come back. We've got some... you got a bunch of... did you collect some little sounds?
What today? I did is, Mike, I got some mini clippers. They're built by Toro. And I went in the backyard and I clipped and collected pretty little sounds.
Just little tiny ones.
Little
right?
Baby guys.
Wonderful. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Valentine's Day is coming up, Joe.
Yes, my 8th favorite holiday.
All right. Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play on the Robin Joe Show.
That's a horrible advice. She'll leave you. Well,
that's the whole idea. Then you'll be single. You have to celebrate that stupid holiday. Robin Joe Show. Romance is never in the air. Hear us every week, robinjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
Wonderful.
Romantic.
Thank you, boys.
Beauties.
New one, right? They threw in a new one?
Is that is actually a recycle from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I found that in the best of bit.
Mike, yeah, it was in the vault.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here is one way to make your business the best that it can be. Make sure to maximize every minute and every dollar, and I know an easy way to do that. Stamps.com. Think about how much time you've wasted going to the post office, driving there, finding parking, and the lines. Hey, come over
here. Hi.
Stamps.com is the better way to get postage. Just use your computer and printer to get official U.S. postage for any letter or package, and then the mailman will pick it up. It's that easy. With Stamps.com, you can do everything at your desk that you do at the post office, and at a fraction of the cost of one of those expensive postage meters, you can do everything at your desk
yes.
that you do at the post office, including the picking. Yes, go ahead.
Mike,
yes,
for the
Oscar.
Holidays, I was worried because I said, oh, my God, I don't know if my printer's going to work with
right.
the software, and it found it right away, super easy.
Oh, God, it's so easy.
Because I had a new printer at home, and boom, bam, I was good to go. Didn't even have to go to the post office once.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use the code TMOS. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. You will get a special offer, 4-week trial plus $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale, and you can't miss that. Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Without further ado, there they are, a satchel full of teeny little sounds.
25 seconds before we get to the audio vault, your kicker reminded me of a story I wanted to share because I think you'll appreciate that. This
yes.
story. A friend of our family, his nickname was Smoke. A great guy, used to go to the racetrack with my grandfather. His name was Smoke Madigan. And one time coming home from the racetrack, he might have had a few to drink.
Right.
And he was pulled over, and the officer asked him to walk the straight line on the side of the road to prove his sobriety. He misstepped and rolled down the embankment 25 feet into a ditch.
Right.
And the officer looked down at him, and Smoke looked up and yelled, "How am I doing?"
There was, and since we're doing their recall, there's another one that I heard about that a guy got pulled over. This is a cop buddy of mine that told
yes.
me this story. Pulled a guy over and said, "Have you been drinking?" And the guy looked at him and said, "I've had about 100 beers."
It's
just gave up
it's
in the sobriety yeah. checkpoint.
That's back just in the day when drunk driving was allowed. Yeah. As my father likes to set up stories. Sometimes.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? There may have been Sonny Jurgensen stories floating around back during Sonny's hardy partying days where he would be involved in a vehicular incident so often
yeah.
that the dispatcher would say, "Is it a 6 or a 9 based on whether the car was upside down or not?"
Oh, my God.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Thank
you. All right, Mike, I did not play the Wide Open Wednesday jingle today. We didn't need it because we had good calls, but Pony and I have collected our new jingle, randomly selected jingle of the week. This replaces the 1-800 chimney jingle. We
okay.
hear this on Channel 4 as we get ready for the show each day. Remember, if you have trouble with your floors, just call 877-50-FLOOR.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
You gotta give me that one again.
And the thing is they say 877-50-FLOOR, which sounds like 54.
Yes. Yeah.
This jingle couldn't be, and of course their spokesman is Richard Karn from Home Improvement. It just doesn't get any better than this.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
50-FLOOR.
Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Oh, my. Oh,
so,
dear.
That's our new jingle of the week. Let's see if it wins next week.
Thank you,
Sean. Do you remember that spectacular catch that Julian Edelman made in the fourth quarter at the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. The concentration level of the wide receivers in the NFL stuns me. I think the best, next to the comeback in that game, the other takeaway for me was just the amazing wide receiver work, both on Atlanta
both
with Julio Jones and also Edelman.
Well, absolutely. Here's the thing is that we're, a few days after the Super Bowl now. I didn't know he was mic'd up during the game.
Oh, awesome.
And he didn't believe. I mean, everyone saw him make that catch. Everyone said,
yes.
I don't believe he made it. Well, right. It sounds like he didn't believe he made it either.
Oh, shotgun snap to Brady. Stands in, throws down the middle for Edelman. Ball's tipped, and Julian diving for it.
I caught it. I caught it. I caught it.
Edelman has it. Did he make the catch?
He's got
he
it.
He did.
You got to be
at
kidding
the 40.
Me.
I caught it. Crazy. I swear to
No.
way. Look at that.
Watch.
On the ground.
No.
How great is it? He says, no way.
He's talking to the DBs.
Yes.
And they're like, there's no way you caught that. Yeah. And they're looking at the awesome. Screen, and he's like, that look at so that.
Awesome. So I great. And then they went to commercial.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Thank you very much.
Anyone recognize this TV theme song? This was not a big show for me, but it was big among many of my friends.
This is Battlestar.
Yes! The original Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
And last night I was on Facebook and I looked and it said, Richard Hatch has passed away. And my original thought was the guy from Survivor. But right. It's not. It's the guy who played Lorne Greene's son in the original Battlestar Galactica. Now, of course, we've lost Lorne Greene many years ago. But right. This guy played Captain Apollo. He was 71. They think it was some form of cancer. I've heard pancreatic. Here's a clip from Battlestar Galactica. And upon hearing it, I said, wow, they really shamelessly ripped off Star Wars.
Sir, we're off. Fighters launch, sir.
Are the other ships able to launch their fighters?
Negative, sir.
Lord help us.
Silent, it's an ambush. I believe Zach is disabled. I'd like to go back and lead him in. Father, I didn't know what else to do. If I don't go back, he doesn't stand a chance. Zach?
The ship was destroyed just short of the fleet.
So he was sort of like the Luke Skywalker of the show, but how can you hear that
tone by Lorne Greene?
Doesn't it sound like Bonanza anytime you hear his voice?
What was? Yes. And correct me if I'm wrong. I know that I think because I had to look up Battlestar Galactica multiple times in my past life
because they had a reboot too.
Yes, yes,
right.
But doesn't that sound like a poor man's Star Trek?
Yes, Star Trek or Star Wars.
Yeah, right. But
well, I mean, they definitely cashed in on Star right? on Star Wars.
It's like
absolutely.
When Transformers, then GoBots came out.
Lorne Greene. Yeah.
That was probably his last, sort of his last hurrah.
Still a big run.
Yeah,
even
he did
those...
a dog food. He
Alpo,
did dog
yeah,
food commercials,
and of course he represented a flooring company.
Here it is.
Call 7754. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Ding.
Are you familiar with the name? If I say Sid Luft,
Sid Luft.
Sounds like H.R. Puffin stuff or something.
He was
like
one of Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. He was one of Judy Garland's husbands.
Okay.
And he had an unpublished biography that is actually going to print and comes out this month. And he verifies a story that a lot of people say wasn't true, is that Dorothy was continually hit on. Judy Garland was continually hit on and perhaps even touched inappropriately by Munchkins.
Oh,
she was a young kid.
16.
She was 16.
Yeah, and it all goes munchkin. It goes back to, here's, this is 1967, the Jack Parr show, Judy Garland talking about the Munchkins on the set of The Wizard of Oz. And I can't tell, Judy sounds so good. I can't tell if maybe she's had a drink or not while she tells this story.
What about the Munchkins?
Yeah, how about the what?
The Munchkins. What the Munchkins do?
Well, they were
little dwarfs.
Tiny. Yeah.
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 Were they little kids or were they little men?
They were drunks.
They were little drunks? What did they do? What the dwarfs do?
Well, one of them, who was about 40, a gentleman asked me for dinner, and I couldn't say, I don't want to go out. I can't because you're a midget. I just said, no, my mother wouldn't fight. And he said, oh, come on, bring your mom, too, you know.
How big was he?
About 2 inches high.
That's a lot of them.
Oh, hundreds of thousands. And they put them all in one hotel room. Not one room, one hotel in Culver
She's
City.
So big.
And they got smashed every night. And they'd pick them up in butterfly nets.
She's like telling her own fantasy story.
Yeah, so that's a couple years before she passed, but no one has ever really been able to verify. They often said that she made all that up.
Right.
Because she was, you know, drinking and pilling pretty hard. And
they
Parr would pull her in all the
in
time.
What they did was put them all in a hotel room around the thing. Jesus Christ.
And then for breakfast, she had little tiny pancakes.
Little tiny baby pancakes.
So anyway, I look forward to reading Sid Luft's book because it could, you know, it sat on a shelf for 30 years. So we'll see what it was really like with her during all that time.
You know what I like more than Sid Luft's book?
What's that?
Baby sausages.
Hey, don't you need a new floor?
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Little tiny baby floors.
Let's close with this. Did you hear? Were you cognizant of the fact there was a meth bust and the guy who was guilty was a monk?
Oh, wow.
He was a monk.
A Buddhist monk in Myanmar has been arrested after authorities found more than 2 million meth pills in his car and in his monastery. And I think I speak for everyone when I say, monks have cars?
That is your magic audio ball. Pretty Little Sounds. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
See how he did that, really? See the absurd things, the meth, not the car.
Cars! That's all funny.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. We appreciate it. Now, we are doing this Valentine's Day contest. All you have to do is send a short email, 100 words or less, telling us why your Valentine deserves a beautiful bouquet from proflowers.com. Send it to V-Day at MikeOMaraShow.com. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we choose you...
If we choose you out of everybody that sends in a letter, we choose you.
Of all the Valentine people, he chose you.
And if you did not answer your phone or you did not reference the fact that you're in this contest, it's the fruitcake rule. We're not going to give you the prize. All right? Answer the phone and win some beautiful pro flowers. That easy. V-Day at MikeOMaraShow.com and answer your phone. It's that simple. We'd love to give you a prize. That's all the way it works. Thank you very much. And I'm really, really excited about these delightful baby little piggies.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.